The Teacher's Key. Finding the answers for learning. A program designed to help homeschoolers and educators transfer knowledge successfully to their children and students. Now, here's Kathy Sandiford with today's Teacher's Key.
So today, I just want to give some practical advice for adding the suffix ed to a word. And so if you have taught your students about our unvoiced letter sounds that use a puff of air and our voiced letter sounds that uses our vocal cords to make sounds, then you can easily teach them about the suffix ed. With voiced letter sounds, with words that end in a voiced letter sound, the ed usually says the d or d sound, like in grabbed, so you would hear that d sound. But like in an unvoiced letter sound, in the word maybe slipped, you're going to hear the t sound, slipped, he slipped on the floor. And so, but then when letters that end with a D or a T, you hear the id sound, like in the word petted. Although all those words are spelled with ED, there are three different distinct sounds of the suffix ED. And this information will just help your students to spell and to read just a little bit easier.
This has been the Teacher's Key from Faith Music Radio. For more information about this program, visit faithmusicradio.com.